At 6:30, it is cloudy and 33 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Turnpike tolls in Oklahoma are increasing again. It's the second increase in less than a year, but part of a planned phase-in to pay for the Driving Forward initiative. That will help fund the Gilcrease Expressway and the expansion of the Turner Turnpike between Bristow and Tulsa. This is Jack Demerl. He's with the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority.
On the Turner Turnpike, cash customers, it will go from $450 to $475, but more than likely in 2019, when we have the third phase of this toll increase, they will not see an increase.
A 2.5% toll hike will go into effect the first week of January. The city of Broken Arrow is getting a pilot recycling program. The city council there approved the trial of the curbside program. About 1,000 families will get to take part. If the program is successful, it will be expanded to the entire city. The Warren Theater may not sit out there in a pasture all alone much longer. The theater complex is getting some neighbors. A Starbucks and Great Clips are the first businesses to be announced for the shops at Aspen Creek. The shopping area will be next to the theater off the Creek Turnpike at 145th East Avenue. Why are certain schools given certain names? A special Tulsa School District committee is looking to answer that question. It's an effort to make sure that the schools reflect the district's diversity and inclusiveness. TIPRO's director, Maggie Hoy, is a member of the committee, and she says the committee members are being very diligent in the review.
It's not personal. It's about a process and talking through that process, and I'm just really impressed with the thoughtfulness everyone's giving it.
The goal is to build a greater understanding of the historical and cultural context of the names. A final report will be submitted to the Tulsa School Board. An 18-year-old is arrested for sexual assault on the TU campus. Zach Martin is accused of accosting a woman who was sleeping on a sofa at a fraternity house. Police say he's also suspected in other cases at TU. A man is shot in the neck during a road rage incident in Tulsa. It happened near the Tulsa Zoo around 6:30 yesterday morning.
It escalated into a verbal altercation, and that's when the suspect pulled out a gun and shot.
Tulsa Police Officer Jeannie McKenzie says the victim got away and then called police. Officers are still looking for a suspect. Two people are expected to recover from gunshot wounds suffered last night in Far East Tulsa. A man and a woman were shot at the Oak Tree Inn near 11th and I-44. There is no motive known for that shooting. Our weather forecast, sunny and cool today, a high of 55. Right now, it is cloudy and 33. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.